Favors Between Friends, a Matt Foggy fic written by Matt with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt the woodworker and Foggy the chocolatier have been meeting up in secret to kiss each other senseless. Jessica Jones finds out. She hated her job, Jessica decided. She just stuffed her 9th Beanie Baby that morning, and she desperately needed to change projects again. She tended to get bored with repetitive projects. Few things were as mind-numbing as custom-making toys, following the instructions written by human children to the letter. God, she hated the letters, all 1.9 billion of them. Children, as a rule, asked for the stupidest things, like little Johanna from Ohio wanted 30 Beanie Babies, short enough to give one to everyone in her class. Jess still had 21 more stupid Beanie Babies to make, and that was just her first letter of the day. She set Johanna's letter aside, deciding she'd return to the Beanie Babies in a little while once she'd worked on something else for a few minutes, preferably so she didn't snap and wind up throwing Beanie Babies across the workshop at the speakers from which the song Run, Rudolph, Run was issuing at top volume. Supposedly, it was to inspire productivity and Christmas joy. If she ever called Rudolph, however, that little she-devil better fucking run. God, she hated that reindeer. She saved Christmas one time, and she never quit prancing about it. Admittedly, prancer was the reason Rudolph had a red nose to begin with, so it wasn't like Jess didn't like any of the reindeer. She retrieved another letter from her overflowing in tray and skimmed it. Cristobal from Greece wanted a train set. Well, that it was at least more interesting than Beanie Babies. She dreaded the day Care Bears made a comeback. How she'd hated them. She suppressed a shudder and stood up, abandoning her workstation and pocketing Cristobal's letter. A train set necessitated a visit to the woodworking shop where one elf in particular worked. Matt. He never came into the main workshop anymore. He had sensitive ears, according to his friend Foggy. He was a master chocolatier, but he often ventured into the woodworking shop for no reason at all. Jess sighed, catching herself wishing for a friend like that, who would come by to see her for no reason at all, or preferably, wouldn't mind making 21 Beanie Babies so that she wouldn't have to. Favors between friends were a rarity for her. She didn't have one or the other. She slipped from the workshop, averting her eye when the other elves looked up from the work to track her movements. They probably thought she was sneaking into Santa's cottage again. She'd only been caught sneaking liquor from him a handful of times. He always had plenty to spare. With nearly 2 billion children leaving him snacks and drinks every year, he never went hungry or thirsty. And it showed. She found it interesting, the treats that he hoarded from lands beyond the northernmost pole. In the United States, from which a certain Beanie Baby collector hailed, children commonly left milk and cookies for the men in the big red suit. In more southern climates like Australia, however, Santa was more likely to be left a bottle of beer and some carrots for the reindeer. It was a long trip, after all. Children in other lands like Ireland did a similar thing, leaving pints of Guinness. Jess didn't mind a glass of that at all. It went down quite as nicely as a nip of cherry and a mince pie did. Although her favorite bride by far were the bowls of rice pudding the children of Denmark left for the elves, or Nisser. They were the only ones who remembered the toy makers, and Jess prioritized their Christmas wishes for that long-standing consideration alone. Some of the other elves felt differently, of course. They were loyal to Santa and thought he did a fine job every year. Jess didn't disagree. She just liked to take her payment in rice puddings and leaf bread, washed down with a nice glass of beer. They didn't have food like that here, at least not readily available, since most sweet treats were herded by Santa or else packaged up for Christmas gifts when orders came in. Mostly they had ice and reindeer, eaten raw, frozen, or dried, so that Umpatu Rudolph better watch herself. She caught a glimpse of her trotting around a pen with her nose in the air and half wished she'd brought a Beanie Baby to throw at her. Instead, she crossed the snowy yard and let herself into the woodworking shop. Right away, she knew that something was different. She should have picked it up from the moment she'd reached the shop. It was quiet. It was highly unusual for two reasons. One, the lathe, which were always spinning, was still, as were the hammers and wood-carving tools. Two, Matt wasn't at his workbench. She couldn't see him anywhere at all. Perplex just wandered through the woodworking shop, looking curiously at the project Matt had been working on, which were neatly arranged on low wooden shelves. A lone wooden yo-yo sat atop a shelf besides Cristobal's coveted train set and a set of wooden clankers, which she was fairly certain had been banned in at least 2 countries. Shaking her head at the sign of a small and somewhat childish rebellion on Matt's part, she proceeded along to the office where the spare tools were kept, deciding that Matt had probably broken a chisel and was busy repairing it. She pushed open the door and froze, stopping short at the sight that greeted her. She had found Matt as she had hoped, but he wasn't repairing a chisel and he wasn't alone. Foggy the chocolatier elf was perched on the edge of the desk, his arms and legs wrapped tightly around Matt, who was kissing him passionately, his eyes closed, one hand tangled in Foggy's hair and the other cupping Foggy's cheek. Just stared for a moment and then cleared her throat, making both elves jump. Matt practically leaped away from Foggy, who had gone bright red but grinned unapologetically at her, evidently not at least but sorry. Matt, on the other hand, looked annoyed by the interruption as he straightened his glasses and swiped a hand over her reddened, kiss-swollen lips. "What are you doing here? This office is private," he said sternly. Jess rolled her eyes. "Yeah, I can see why. I need a train set for Cristobal from Greece. I've got the order here." "But," Matt said shortly, and Jess frowned. "When?" she demanded, propping a hand on her hip. "When I do," Matt said curtly. "Now, if you don't mind, I'm in the middle of something." Jess stared at him, but Matt just turned his back to her and resumed his makeout session with Foggy. How any work got done around here was beyond her comprehension, since Matt seemed more devoted to the task of kissing Foggy senseless than he was to building a train set for a child from Greece. "Some elves," she thought, shaking her head. "Are you seriously throwing me out so you can make out with your boyfriend?" she said incredulously as Matt pulled away from Foggy with a frustrated sigh. "Secret boyfriend," Foggy said helpfully from his perch on Matt's desk. "And yes, please." Jess rolled her eyes. "Fine, I'll leave you to it." "Please do. Oh, and Jess," Matt said, turning to her with a frown. "My lips are sealed," Jess promised with a mock bow, turning to leave. "Thank you," Matt said gratefully as Jess left, shutting the door behind her. "Merry Christmas," Foggy called after her, his words slightly muffled by the thick wood. "What? I was being nice. You should try it sometimes, Grumpy." "I'll think about it," Matt replied, though Jess doubted that he would. "Now, where were we?" Jess shook her head as she left the woodworking shop. She'd solved the mystery as Foggy's many visited to Matt, and she still had 21 beanie babies to make. Spying Rudolph across the yard, she smirked. She'd never ridden a reindeer before. Now seemed like a good time to test her skills. Or lack thereof.